Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Kitetzei Tavshin Pei Aleph. Last few weeks I sent out an old shmooze in the newsletter, and haven't had the chance to say a new shmooze. Now we're going to try to say a new shmooze. We covered the newsman. It's now Yud Beis Elul, a little bit more than 2 weeks before the Mehadin begins. And it's time to try to inspire ourselves and work on ourselves as much as we can. Parshas Kitetzei, we have a lot of different mitzvos, and I'd like to focus on a few that give us a tremendous message. Perichav Beis Pasuk Yud, Lo Sachrosh Bishorvo V'chamor Yachtav. Do not plow with an ox and a donkey together. And why not? What's the problem? I mean, we understand that Shatnez, the next pasuk talks about not wearing Shatnez, but what's so bad about plowing with a donkey and an ox together? So says the Chinuch, listen to these words, in Mitzvah Tov Kuf Nun, says the Chinuch, birds and animals worry a lot about being together with other species. Not only do they get worried about being together, I guess they're vulnerable when they are among other species, but they don't want to work together. Certainly do not want to work together. Like we see very clearly in our eyes, right? By the birds. Yeah, birds, right? Ducks fly together, if anybody remembers that. It's a long time ago. Anyway, all different birds fly together. They don't associate, they don't fly with other birds, other species. The kol habehemos, gam ken yid so to all other animals naturally gravitate to those from their min, meaning they don't like to be together with other minim. It's just not comfortable for them. So now the Chinuch is giving us a beautiful insight into this halacha. It's related to Tzar Baalei Chaim, that since animals and birds don't like to be together with other species, it's an avera. We're prohibited from putting together a donkey and an ox. Why? Because it's lo na'im. It's not going to be comfortable for them. Says the Chinuch a step further. Kol chacham lev mizeh yikach moser. Every person who has a wise heart, what should he do? Shol limno she'anoshim l'olam b'dovrak mikol advarim shirukhokim b'tivam. Do not put together people who are not of the same type, right? That are generally distant from each other in their nature. U'mishun b'hanagosim. And they're different in their ways. Kamo tzadik v'rasha. Meaning, don't, if you're an employer, right? Don't take a guy who's a tzaddik and have him work together with a rasha. Be sensitive. Don't put people in that predicament. Somebody who's downtrodden, somebody who's, let's say, a lower class person with a higher class person. Meaning, you have to be sensitive for animals not to be together because it's going to bother them, disturb them. Certainly, it's a message to us to be more sensitive to other people and try to make sure that we put them in an environment that's most comfortable for them. If the Torah was makbid, not to put a shor and a chamor together because it's going to cause them stress, certainly by a human being who has seichel, it's going to bother them even more. You see from here how the Torah is giving us a model of how sensitive a person has to be. Not only should you be nice to people, you should also not put them in situations that are going to be uncomfortable for them. Just an idea to glean how sensitive you have to be to the ben adam l'chavero and people's needs. I'd also like to point out what the Das Zakenim and Balatosis gives is the explanation, not the reason why you should not have an ox and a donkey plowed together. In one line, in the back of the Mikros Gedolos, the Das Zakenim and Balatosis says, Lo sachrosh b'shor v'chamor yachtov, v'vishashor ma'al agera, right? The ox chews its cud, which means that it eats the same thing over and over and over again, right? U'mitzachamor k'shiyish ma'ashor ochel. The donkey does not chew its cud. That's why it's not kosher. So what's going to happen? They're both going to be served a bundle of grass, and the ox is going to keep on chewing because he regurgitates and regurgitates and regurgitates. And the chamor is going to have tzar when he sees the ox eating. The donkey is going to have tzar when he sees the ox eating. What do we see from here? How sensitive the Torah is, not only to animals, and obviously teaching us how to be sensitive. We can certainly see from here another example of how sensitive we have to be to the feelings of a human being. If we have to be that sensitive to an animal, to a donkey, he shouldn't feel bad when the ox is re-eating his food. Certainly, we have to be super sensitive to the feelings of human beings. This yisod is also seen out later on in the parasha, Perichov Gimel Posik Dalad, Lo Yovo Amoni Moavi Bekal Hashem. Somebody, a male person from Amon and Moav, of course, we have Rus from as a female Moavit. But a male from Amon and Moav can come into the Kal Hashem. They could convert all they want. They can be Mekabel all mitzvahs, bris milo mikvah. It doesn't work. They cannot become Jewish. Gam Dor Asiri. They can never become Jewish. Why? Says the next pasuk. This country, this nation, had no compassion? That's it. Compassion is the most integral ingredient in being Jewish. If you don't have compassion, that's it. So the DNA of Amon Moav, since they couldn't give us lechem and mayim, bread and water, when we were coming out of Mitzrayim, that's it. They can never become Jewish. Sorry. Because compassion is the foundation of a Jew. And once again, we look at the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Tov Kuf Samach Aleph, that you can't marry somebody from Amon Moav, even if they convert to a Jewish girl. And listen to the words of the Chinuch. He compares the Mitzrayim, who were cruel to us, who oppressed us. No problem. After three generations of conversion, they can come into the Jewish people. However, Amon and Moav can never. Listen to these words. They cannot do tshuva. They can't fix what happened then. It's impossible to fix it because it is so foundational that the Amon and Moav wouldn't give simple bread and water to us when we were traveling and weary and tired. That's it. They can never become Jewish. Such people can't become part of the Jewish people. We see very clearly of the importance of compassion and how strict such a requirement is by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now let's take that and try to apply it to what we're trying to work on the next few weeks. Rabbi Cyril Salanter was famous for telling people the Yisod and teaching people the Yisod that during these times, this person should have in mind, Harbe or Rabbim Tzrichim Lo. Many people need you, which means a person should try to make himself as needed to the tzibur and the community as possible, because the more needy you are by the community, the greater your judgment will be on the Yimei Hadin. Right? If a person stands in front of Hashem, he has his mitzvahs, he has his averos, okay, so he's going to have a shiko who he is, in terms of his mitzvahs and his averos. But if it's a person that the community needs, then all of a sudden the scales are altered in his favor. And Rabbi Cyril Salanter explained this was a beautiful mashal, that there was a very expensive and fancy hotel that cost quite a handsome price for the night. And a wealthy man was there for a few nights, and he noticed somebody from his younger years, that he was an old friend, and he noticed that he was there, and it looked like he was there consistently. I mean, he was there for 3 days, and he was there, and it looked like he was there often. And he was very perplexed because he's like, that guy's not so wealthy. How is it possible that he's staying here long term? And I'm very wealthy, and I'm only here short term because that's all I can afford. So he asked his old friend, "What are you doing here? How could it be that you're here all the time and you're here long term, and I'm only here short term, and it's very expensive for me?" So his old friend, the poor old friend, told him, "I'm the janitor here. I work here, and since I work here, I'm able to stay here long term." That's the muscle. The nimshel is very obvious. If you're needed to help out, if you needed to work there, so then you can stay for a long time. If now is the time to try to be mechazik ourselves in helping out. A person certainly has to work on his benon l'makom, and on his tefillah, and on his learning, and all those things, for sure, there's no question about it. But there's also an added, there's a wild card over here. Rishol Slater is teaching us a tremendous wild card. The wild card is that no matter what our mitzvahs and averus account is, if we put ourselves in a situation where the tzibur needs us, where we're helping a lot of people out, then all of a sudden the din changes in our favor. And therefore, we take the lesson of not putting the shor and the chamor together, not letting them eat, not letting the chamor watch the shor eat because it's going to embarrass him, not making them work together because it's going to be uncomfortable, showing compassion. Amon Moav can never become Jewish no matter what. Why? Because they didn't show compassion. A person who's Jewish has to excel and try to, and if he doesn't feel like he excels in compassion, work on it. The more compassionate you are, the more acts of compassion you do. Adam nifl achar pu'ulos. If a person is drawn after his actions, if a person has more compassion on people, so then he's going to have an extra wild card going into the Yimei HaDin. Rabim Tzrichim Lo, a person goes ahead and he takes people's garbage and he gives tzedakah and he takes care of people. It could be in a base medrash, it could be at work, it could be anything. You pick up, trash from the floor, make it nicer for the people around you. There's an immeasurable amount of ways a person can show compassion on fellow man and fellow Jews. Be'ezus Hashem, Shemizocha, to continue to try to enhance our feelings of compassion for our neighbors, and through that be zocha to a better and greater judgment this coming Rosh Hashanah. Cool. Have a great Shabbos.